On September 12th of 2006, men and women in Nyandarua County in central Kenya strapped on their gas masks. Then they crammed into the underground bunkers they had painstakingly built over the previous weeks. They prayed that their preparations would be enough to save them from the nuclear fallout that was coming.
The men and women were followers of a religious group known as the House of Yahweh. Their prophet, Israel Hawkins, had predicted that today would see the start of nuclear war that would decimate 80% of the world's population.
As the seconds ticked by, the faithful waited for the bombs to go off. No doubt they wished that they'd had the opportunity to leave Africa, to travel more than 8,000 miles to the home of their prophet, the one place God had chosen to spare from the apocalypse, the holy city of Abilene, Texas.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 24th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're discussing the beliefs of Israel Hawkins, the leader of the West Texas-based religious group known as the House of Yahweh. Since the early 1980s, he's told followers that he's a holy prophet sent to guide them through a coming nuclear war that will claim the lives of 4 out of every 5 people on Earth.
Before he became a self-proclaimed prophet of God, Israel Hawkins was Buffalo Bill, a small-time rockabilly singer and Abilene police officer. In 1975, his eldest brother, J.G. Hawkins, returned from a 7-year stay in Israel with earth-shattering news.
He had discovered a Hebrew inscription that read, "The House of Yahweh." He said that in that moment, he realized that Yahweh was the one true name of God, and that he was being called to lead his church through the second coming.
Without delay, the Hawkins brothers swapped their names for Hebrew ones fitting prophets of God. J.G. became Jacob. Bill became Israel. They founded a pair of churches in Odessa and Abilene called the House of Yahweh.
Their teachings were a hodgepodge of Judeo-Christian fundamentalism, drawing from the Torah, New Testament, Seventh-day Adventism, and the apocalyptic teachings of Herbert W. Armstrong. They promoted strict adherence to the 613 rabbinic laws, such as not shaving beards or eating shellfish, and forbade the observance of holidays like Christmas and Easter.
Other beliefs included the doctrine that Satan was a woman, specifically the traitorous former wife of Yahweh, and that she had installed all of the world's politicians, including the Catholic Pope.
But at the center of the House of Yahweh's teachings was the belief that the end times described in the Book of Revelation were close at hand. Hawkins was known to say that 4 out of every 5 shall fall away. Israel believed that he and his brother were the 2 witnesses from Revelation who were supposed to warn the House of Yahweh and guide it through the end times.
This became impossible when Jacob succumbed to cancer in 1991. Israel responded by retranslating the scripture to show that his brother's death had in fact been foretold and that he was meant to guide the church through the second coming alone.
Retranslating and reinterpreting scripture would become a go-to practice for Israel over the coming years. In 1993, he expanded the church's teachings to allow polygamy. His wife filed for divorce and was promptly excommunicated, but the House of Yahweh continued to grow.
By 1996, they had hundreds of members, many of whom lived on the House of Yahweh's new 44-acre property east of Abilene. Israel's sermons were distributed via the internet and sold as tape cassettes, leading to a burgeoning community of followers around the world.
Through his sermons, books, and occasional television appearances, Israel Hawkins made a series of public doomsday predictions. First, that 4/5 of the world would be killed in a nuclear war by 2002. That was later adjusted to September 12, 2006. When the date passed without the apocalypse, Israel announced that the scripture had been misinterpreted once more. The nuclear war had indeed been, quote-unquote, conceived in September of 2006, but it would take 9 months, the length of a human pregnancy, for it to actually come to fruition. That set the new date for the second coming on June 12, 2007, but this also went unfulfilled.
The House of Yahweh has continued to thrive despite numerous failed prophecies and legal troubles. Members who have left the group describe being forced to give 1/3 of their income to their church and have accused its founder of using mind control techniques to keep followers in line. In 2008, a prominent church elder was found guilty of sexually assaulting his 14-year-old stepdaughter.
That same year, Israel Hawkins was arrested for bigamy and child labor violations. The bigamy charges were eventually dropped, but he pled guilty to the other charges, resulting in a fine and probation.
While none of his doomsday prophecies have played out as predicted, Israel Hawkins and the House of Yahweh maintain that the end times were in fact set in motion on September 12, 2006, and that the outward signs of the second coming will eventually be revealed to all.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.